Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are members of the Southern New Mexico Suffrage Alliance, Eileen Van Wy, Josie Miller, and Sadie Valverde. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Now we'd like to start off with, Eileen, what do you do?
I'm one of the co-presidents of the League of Women Voters of Southern New Mexico, and working extra hard this year on suffrage events and celebrations and education.
And Josie?
I am the content specialist for middle school English language arts for the Las Cruces Public Schools. This is my fifth year in this role.
And Sadie?
I work with Kenmi Agashimans Insurance Agency. We have the district manager for Farmers Insurance, and I have been working with him since 1988. Usually right now it's just customer service more than anything else.
But you're very interested in women voting.
Yes.
All of you are. Let's start with Eileen. If every woman voted, that's the theme of the movement you're having this year. Suffrage then and now. What does that mean?
Well, suffrage is the right to vote in public elections. And back when the 19th Amendment was ratified, it was intended to be universal suffrage for all citizens of the United States. So we're going to talk a little bit about what it was like back then and how some of those things are occurring today. So I could begin by talking a little bit about some of the early history and how women got involved in the suffrage movement. One of the things that happened was there were just a few women in the state of New York that lived among the Haudenosaunee Indian nations, and they had equality for men and women within their nations. And these women noticed this and, in fact, spent time with them and realized that it was possible for women to have freedom and equality. Their women were land managers and worked with war and peace issues, and the ancestry was through the mothers. So they could see that it was possible for women to be treated equally. Another thing they observed was the wrongness of slavery, and they got involved with the abolition of slavery movement, and that was the beginning of them speaking out. Before that, women were told to be quiet and silent and obey their husbands and not speak out. But they started to speak out against slavery, and that gave them confidence to speak out in the public. And so from there, things kind of mushroomed, and there started to be national events to work towards suffrage for women. The Civil War really changed things a lot. And after the Civil War, there were big changes in how the women worked for suffrage.
So this was 100 years ago. February 21st, 1920, New Mexico ratified the 19th Amendment. And now we're celebrating that here in Las Cruces on Saturday, February 22nd at 10 a.m. to 12 noon at the Plaza de Las Cruces, 100 North Main Street. Josie, tell me about New Mexico.
On February 21st, 1920, New Mexico ratified the 19th Amendment 100 years ago. And what that means to us is looking back at the history of how we got to where we are today. One of the pioneers for New Mexico was Miss Adelina, also known as Nina Otero Warren, who established the New Mexico chapter of Congressional Union because she was encouraged by Miss Alice Paul, who encouraged the National Woman's Party. And one of the things that Miss Warren wanted to do to promote this idea and notion of us voting was she ensured that all women's suffrage literature was available in English and Spanish because she wanted to appeal to the masses. And one thing in particular that I found, well, thanks to Eileen, she had shared it with us, was The Women of Santa Fe, an article that was written by the Women Executive Committee here in New Mexico. And in Spanish, it's A las Mujeres de Santa Fe. And basically, what the Women's Executive Committee was doing was they were telling people, women specifically, make sure that you go out to vote. And they were giving the time, which was 9 o'clock, and said, you want to make sure that you are there and you exercise your right to vote before the influx of the men who were, you know, returning from work. Get there and exercise your right to vote.
Now, Sadie, you're really passionate about every woman going out to vote. Tell me about that.
Well, I think that these women went through a lot at the time when they were starting this voting, getting everyone to go out there to exercise their rights. And therefore, I believe that everyone should go and vote, not only women, but this is stressed more for the women because we are celebrating our suffrage 100 years anniversary. And these women went through a lot to get the 19th Amendment ratified so that we could vote. And it was very important then, but it's extremely important now that everyone gets out there to vote. There's a lot of issues right now that pertains to all of us, and we can't ignore it. I think we've already lost some of our laws, or I don't know exactly where we stand on that, but nevertheless, I think it's extremely important that, especially women, let's get out there and show them that this means a lot to us, and we want to take care of our responsibilities, and we want to prove that we can do a good job with our community and our state and our federal government. And we want to make sure that as many as they can go out there. And maybe you can invite your family, your neighbor, your friends to go with you. Or if you can't take them, maybe you can get someone to help you to get these people to the voting station. We need those votes. Extremely important.
And Sadie, what do you remember as a young girl, some of the important issues that people, women especially, got to vote about?
You know, I don't really know all the important issues that they were voting for, but I think it's the rights more than anything else, because women, even now, a lot of their rights are cut in half. And we can't allow that to happen. Hopefully we don't have to go back to those areas where they couldn't get any credit, they couldn't buy any homes, they couldn't do very little as far as business were concerned unless they had their husband's approvals, and many other issues that I'm not really sure of, but I'm sure that there was plenty of issues that they were fighting for. And these women back 100 years ago did a marvelous job. Some of them were even jailed and beaten, and a lot of things happened to them, and they still came through. So I think the least we can do is to get out there and vote to show that we still care about responsibilities and that women can do a lot.
Eileen, what was your passion to get involved with women going out to vote?
Well, I think that women bring a different perspective. We need both men and women in going out to vote. But I think that women bring another perspective to government and legislation. And more and more of our women are getting elected, are going out and running for office and making a good contribution to our legislation. And I guess I was going to also just comment on what was going on back in 1920. Josie mentioned this group of women in Santa Fe that represented both Democrats and Republicans. And they were concerned up there about prostitution and the uncleanliness in their city with gambling. And so they appealed to Hispanic voters as well as white voters. And it was amazing how many women came out. And I give a lot of credit to these women that brought to this attention in Spanish and English the issues that they were facing up there in Santa Fe. They wanted to clean up their city. And women came out to support those candidates that they thought would help do that.
100 years later, how do you see things changed?
I think more and more women are getting active civically in the community and running for office and being elected. I think that was a wonderful thing that happened in the last election. But there has also been voter suppression. There was voter suppression. The 19th Amendment didn't bring voting to everyone. There were all kinds of tests that were given that would prevent people from voting. And now there is still voter suppression with different aspects of unrealistic propaganda that's out there and disinformation that's coming out. All of those are ways to suppress voters. And so we need to work on making sure that that doesn't happen in our area.
Josie, how can we get the youth more interested in going out to vote?
Well, for sure, being informed citizens, informed of who's running, informed of what they're running for, what they represent. I think that would give our students and members of the community to go out and exercise their right to vote.
Why would you say, Eileen, it's important to go out and vote?
Well, if you want to live in a democracy, and I know I certainly do want to live in a democracy, which gives authority to the people to go out and elect their representatives, And we want our values represented. So if you want your values represented in our government, then it's really, really important to go out and vote.
Well, on this 100th anniversary celebration, Saturday, February 22nd, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Plaza de las Cruces, 100 North Main Street. All members are encouraged to wear suffrage costumes. There's going to be a reenactment walk after the program. What else is going to happen?
Well, the keynote speaker is going to be our Secretary of State, Maggie Chalice Oliver. There's going to be opportunities to register to vote. And we have some wonderful speakers lined up, some music, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I would encourage people to come and also to get in the spirit more by dressing in some suffrage costume.
And Josie?
We are having students from Las Cruces Public Schools attending, and they will be showcasing posters that they make that address the question, if every woman voted, and they're going to showcase what that means to them.
And Sadie?
I just encourage that everyone gets out there and vote. Anyone that's 18 years of age, whether it's men or women, we need your vote. This is an event that we're celebrating the women's suffrage for getting their rights to vote. But I want to encourage and let everyone know to get out there and vote. That's the only way that you can show your responsibility. And, you know, we have to stay in touch with what's going on in our community, in our city, in our county, in our state, in our federal government. And we have to start locally in order to be able to carry out. And by voting is the only way that we can stay afloat of what's going on and to make a difference.
Eileen, final words?
Well, I would just like to mention who's sponsoring this event. The Southern New Mexico Suffrage Alliance is made up of 10 nonpartisan groups of people, including the AAUW, the Progress Club of Las Cruces, the Las Cruces Coalition for Reproductive Justice, the Las Cruces Public Schools Civic Engagement Project, the League of Women Voters of Southern New Mexico, the NAACP, New Mexico State University Archives and Special Collections, PFLAG of Las Cruces, the Soroptimist International of Las Cruces, and the Thomas Brannigan Memorial Library. It's been a lot of fun working together with these organizations, and I think those of you that are able to attend will have a good time.
Well, thank you, ladies, for coming down and being passionate about every woman voting. Again, members of the Southern New Mexico Suffrage Alliance, Eileen Van Wy, Josie Miller, and Sadie Valverde.
Thank you so much for having us, Emily.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.